Zillow Home Loans has once again crossed the line of appropriate ads. Their latest commercial features two men sitting on the sofa, with one man giving a handmade gift to his partner as they are saving money for their future home purchase. And it's airing during family viewing time. This is further normalizing of sin and the LGBTQ agenda. So 1 million moms must speak out. If you agree with us, please sign our petition at 1millionmoms.com. Share it with your friends and family at 1millionmoms.com.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
What is the proper name of a hot dog?
Absolute Delight.
It is an absolute delight.
But I'll give them an A-plus for being able to eat ice cream with chopsticks. That's a real talent right there.
I stayed 5 hours at a Japanese restaurant one time trying to eat soup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ Jasper.
Great to be here.
That's it. You usually have an opening joke for us.
Okay. Two silkworms decided to race, but they ended up in a tie. They ended up in a tie. Look, not this
Happy Father's
not
Day,
this
everybody.
Weekend, but next Sunday is Father's Day. Don't get your dad a stinking tie.
Nobody
and he
wear.
Can buy his own socks and underwear. Get him a truck. Buy him some golf clubs. No, buy him a golf cart. We're
something
talking
he'll
about
remember.
Your dad. Grill, tools, a gun, a boatload of ammo. Do something extra special
right.
for dad.
And while we're on the subject of Father's Day, dads, you're blowing it. God is mad at you.
I love the first time. I don't know how I missed this because I usually consider myself a deep thinker. But about a decade ago, Tim Wildman said, "Have you noticed Mother's Day? The sermons are moms are amazing. They nurture. They love.
Give
they're heroes.
Everybody stand up. Just give them flowers.
They're heroes.
And dads. Every single Father's Day message is dad." You're gonna have to step up to the plate.
Yeah. Ten ways to be a better dad.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do. You're gonna have to start pulling your weight. You're gonna have to do more.
The country is going to Hades in a handbasket,
right.
And dad,
it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
Right
now, let's pray.
And then after you said it, not only did I hear it, but when I was invited to wild game dinners, I would have things about dads, and basically, come on, dads, we can do better than we're doing.
Right. That's so true. All right, it is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Give us the ground rules, Ed.
All right, the ground rules are this, folks. We three professors.
Of Orion R.
Three kings of Orion R. Tried to smoke a loaded cigar. It was loaded, it exploded, now there are only two. We two kings of Orion R. Tried to smoke a loaded cigar. It
99
exploded.
Bottles up.
No.
Diet Coke on the wall.
That's a different road trip.
I've never heard that little thing.
There's more where that came from.
That's right.
Let's go on.
Let me go with the family vacation with you and your family. We'll just get them all in there.
All right. Let me get back on track here. This is Learning University, and we three professors have questions for you, our students. That's right. You who are listening right now. So three questions apiece, a total of 9 questions. We invite you to call in. By the way, I guess we got to give the phone number here, 888-589-8840. Folks, there's not a single person on my computer lined up.
Is it first-time callers or not?
No, it's not first-time callers. So you call in right now. You might be on the list here in the next few minutes, 888-589-8840. Man, they're popping.
Here they come.
They're popping in now.
We instituted pay to play.
You left the gate wide open.
Yeah.
Pay to play.
That's what they say in Kentucky.
888-589-8840. So when you call that number and you get on with us, by the way, you do need to be 11 years old or older. You can ask, answer, or do both. And we like for you to do both if you can. You answer a question. You try to stump us with a question of your own. And one of these 9 questions is what we call a mystery question. JJ, fill our listeners in on what that means.
So out of our original 9 questions, 3 each, one of these is a mystery question. If you land on the mystery question, you don't know which one it is, But if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Irritating cowbell.
Beloved cowbell. That means you win yourself a really nice stainless steel tumbler. For now, we're actually kicking around thinking about a new and improved T-shirt. So we're going to get a logo.
Hearing that for 2 years.
Well, and we got some hats coming, too.
And hats do and we T-shirts. Really?
Yeah, I'm right. Serious.
You serious?
Serious, Clark.
But you'll win for now. You'll win yourself a nice tumbler. So get the tumbler while they're made available by landing on that mystery question. And Father's Day, if you haven't gotten all your graduates and if they're a Learning University
fan.
And
if you got any money left.
If you have
Dad.
Any money left. No, along with that gift card, get Dad something from the AFA store. We have books, T-shirts, caps, a lot of good stuff, including that stainless steel tumbler.
So you go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. If you can't remember that, you can just go to afa.net, and there's a little drop-down menu, something you can click that says resources.
There really are good things, books, DVDs, all those kinds of things, and they're good prices, and they help the ministry.
Amen.
We have an 8-week waiting period.
Before people can go to the store?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot That's this. Right. I was supposed to give all the ground.
What Dave Ramsey says.
Yeah.
You're spending too much. You wait 8 weeks between your next visit to the store.
No impulse buying. Encouraging people to impulse buy at the store. Right.
Then you get that envelope out. There's nothing clumsy about that, pulling up there. Where's that envelope?
No, it's the wrong envelope. That's the gas bill envelope.
So we're going to –
All right, so 8-week waiting period. Right. If you have been on with us on the air in the last 8 weeks, please wait 1 week. And then you can try again. Although
Let's
next
go.
Week is first time callers.
Let's do this.
Can't get on that next week either. All right. Here are my three questions. Mm-hmm. Now, this first one's an Andy Griffith question. Usually Brother Bert has these on, but I think I came up with this after a little discussion from last week.
Good.
On the Andy Griffith Show.
Can't wait. these questions rock after 5 years.
Oh, man. That's brutal. On the Andy Griffith Show, who was the bank guard who had only one moldy bullet? On the Andy Griffith Show, who was the bank guard who had only one moldy bullet? Second question, what company used the slogan, "It's everywhere you want to be"? What company used the slogan, "It's everywhere you want to be"? And third question is a true false. Greenland is part of the continent of North America. Is that true or false? Greenland is part of the continent of North America. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Start out with a Bible question. It's multiple choice. Who suggested to Pharaoh that Joseph could interpret his dreams? Who suggested to Pharaoh that Joseph could interpret his dreams?
Barney.
A, the cupbearer, B, the baker, or C, the candlestick maker? Was it the cupbearer, the baker, or the candlestick maker that suggested to Pharaoh that Joseph...
Who jumped over the moon?
I ran out of choices, but I think you're supposed to have three choices for multiple choice.
It's the guy who lived right next to the lady in the big shoe, wasn't it? All those kids.
Oh, I got more questions. Two, for you Betty Crockers and Chef Boyardee's, what kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict? I know a guy... Here's the deal. A guy got killed for... serving eggs. His name was Benedict. It was during the war. I don't know what kind of mess up he had, but they've been using this name in vain ever since. Hey, don't you be no Eggs Benedict and be a traitor, betray your country. What kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict? Third question, multiple choice. What movie holds the record for the most weeks at number one in the box office? This isn't which movie made the most money. It stayed on number one for 16 weeks. A lot of times a movie will come to the theater, be there 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
16 weeks in a row.
It was number one,
and here's your choice. Was it A, Titanic, B, E.T., or C, Jaws? What movie holds the record of all time for most weeks at number one at the box office? Titanic, E.T., or Jaws? There's my three.
All right. Here are my questions. You know that Pat Sajak is retiring now. He just announced.
I've heard that.
After 40, he started back in 1981 with as the host of Wheel of Fortune. All right. I want to know, who was the first host of Wheel of Fortune? And this person hosted for 5 years. Well, actually 6 years.
So we ought to know who that is. Hosted You're for, sitting there watching he, with your grandparents?
Yeah, he was. This person was prior to Pat Sajak. They've only had two hosts, Pat Sajak and this person.
What were their pronouns?
19...
That'll help.
Oh, yeah.
That'll help us.
This person hosted from 1975 to 1981.
I just got to say, you hosted for 5 or 6 years, and then Pat Sajak is for like 40 or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
this person had some kind of disagreement with the company
like
about how much you got paid. This person's not a failure.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they've had a good career.
Okay.
You know the name.
All right.
All right, my second question. This week in the news, it was reported that a particular soft drink/soda had overtaken Pepsi as the second most popular among Americans.
Say it ain't so.
Yep.
I remember seeing this.
Coca-Cola is far and away the most popular drink, soft drink for Americans. But Pepsi's always been number two.
Yeah.
Well, this drink has taken over into the number two spot. I want to know what that drink is.
I knew Fresca was coming back. Come on, people.
Fresca.
Let's do it. Let's bring back Clackers.
Fresca will rise
Pet Rocks.
Again. All right.
Huh? I used to like Fresca.
Okay, yeah. So here's my third question. JJ knew this, having worked in the bricklaying business for a while.
Like in Amarillo or something.
Well, all over. Yeah. I was a journeyman bricklayer, so Indiana, Kentucky, Alabama, Texas.
Running from the law.
That's
right.
Sounds like
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
All right, my question is this. What is the main ingredient in both mortar and concrete? What is the main ingredient in both mortar and concrete? For a lot of laymen out there, I thought they were the same thing.
That's right. People don't realize the difference between mortar and concrete. Right. Can I tell that without giving away? Concrete. You're talking.
Hold on. You're not going to mention that word, are you?
No.
Okay.
Concrete. You're thinking sidewalks, driveways, and mortar is what you put between brick block and stone. They look alike,
but they're different.
Okay.
I want to know, what is the main ingredient found in both mortar and concrete? All right, let's go, Ed.
Well, I could answer this question with my long, experience.
History and home in building.
And home building. All right, we go to Georgia.
You build spiritual homes.
Yes. There you go. Hey, there you go.
Oh,
you should have saved that for October, Pastor Appreciation Month.
All right, Ramona, the subject of a long line of children's books. Ramona is on the program with us. Ramona, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You ever read any of those
books? Good
morning,
Professor.
Ramona?
I read them all.
Yeah?
I've read them all. Yes.
You guys remember that?
My brother called me Ramona the Pest for most of my life.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Is that a compliment?
Probably not from him. He's also called me other things, but
just don't call me late for dinner. That's what I always tell people.
That's right.
So where do you live, Ramona, in Georgia?
I'm in Gainesville, Georgia. This is about my third time calling.
Okay.
Good.
Awesome. Well,
most of the time I make it on before Christmas. This time I'm actually in June.
There you go.
Hey, Christmas in June. It's happening at Hobby Lobby.
Right.
And Hallmark.
That's right.
And Lifetime. All right, Ramona, so you want to ask or answer or both?
Both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The first host of Wheel of Fortune.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here's the question that Ramona's going to answer. Pat, excuse me. Pat Sajak is retiring after 41 years as host of Wheel of Fortune. Who was the first host of Wheel of Fortune? Ramona?
That would be Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Wow.
Yep.
Woolery. Yes.
Chuck Woolery. Do you know anything? Go ahead.
He's from Kentucky.
Yes, he is. he is from Kentucky. I want to say Wilmore.
Ashland.
Ashland.
My family's originally from Kentucky.
He's from Ashland,
Kentucky, right.
Now, where's that leave Vanna? Or is she still on the show?
She's staying.
I think. Oh.
Yeah, she's
staying.
Is Chuck coming back?
She got some serious credit card debt.
She looks really good for an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah. Vanna?
Yeah. She's been on forever.
Anyway.
Nicely done, Ramona.
How did you know that, Ramona? Do you remember it?
I watched it back then, and
Pat Sajak and Vanna White, I mean, that's like part of the storybook of our lives, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they're going to go down in history like the Robin and Batman, or Batman and Robin.
Well, I mean, I remember in the 80s watching that, and we went to visit Allison's grandparents. They've since deceased, but we would go to their house, and they would have Wheel of Fortune on, and there would be Pat Sajak and
it always can come on at Vanna White 6:30.
Yeah,
and they didn't age. I mean, they look now like they are. Last time I saw it, they looked about the same.
Well, those Hollywood people get shots and stuff, in their face and and Botox and all that stuff. They have waist surgery and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway, you're right. Chuck Woolery was the host here. He's still around. He's 83 years old. All right, your question for us, Ramona, fire away.
Okay, finish this TV theme. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age family from the town of Bedrock. They're a page right out of history. Let's ride. Finish that, please.
Ooh. Tim's going to know. Tim, if it helps for you to sing it, that would be meaningful to us. Just start singing it till you come to that gap.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Wait a minute. That's a different
song.
Okay. Oh, wow. Ooh.
We were with you. We knew the first part.
I was singing with you there, and then the second stanza.
Yeah. You started doing this like the third verse in the hymn.
I don't know. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't.
I was doing fine with
All right, what's the answer, Ramona? Fill in the gap.
Let's ride with the family down the street through the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet.
Oh, yeah. Because
the Flintstones.
Their car was motored by their
feet. They're a yabba dabba doo. Yeah. Yabba dabba something.
When I saw that, I wondered.
There you go.
Why are you sitting down in a fake vehicle using your feet?
Right.
And isn't that bad on your joints?
I think you're overthinking it.
No, you're just ahead of your time. I'm already thinking about cataracts and hip replacements, knee replacements.
Thank you, Ramona. God bless you. Thanks for calling today. Appreciate hearing from
you. You know, you're talking about people, the reason they don't age, they get a lot of help, a lot of work. When I first started in radio, it was taboo. You couldn't mention plastic surgery. Now you can talk about it, and nobody even raises an eyebrow.
Well, hey, listen, the good thing is for all these Hollywood people, they get all this work done on their faces, and nobody can tell a thing. That's where the rumors started. Man. You know, all this conspiracy theory about lizard people actually running the world?
Yeah.
All that started when they started getting Botox.
All right. My wife, Allison, always looks at these fakes and goes, why can't they just age gracefully?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we all can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Kenny Rogers, bless his heart, looked like a space alien the last 15 years of his life.
Right.
Huh?
Well, here's the deal. That's a little bit on him, because when a guy in the alley's got the trunk of his car up wanting to do plastic surgery on you, you don't buy from people like that. You go to a certified person, not somebody in the alley. And you don't buy a watch from somebody that's wearing a trench coat. Opens up that flap, which one of these Rolexes do you want?
I was about to say, hey, you want to buy a watch? We mentioned the guy in the... All right, we go to Texas, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
All right, thank you, Robert.
Where do you live in Texas?
Waco.
Okay.
Good area.
Absolutely. Hey, anyway, well, Robert, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Let me do it this way. It might be better. The question for the about the Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh?
Oh, Pharaoh. Here you go. Multiple choice question from the Bible. Who suggested to Pharaoh that Joseph could interpret his dreams? Was it A, the cupbearer, B, the baker, or C, the candlestick maker?
The cupbearer.
Cupbearer. That's right. That's Genesis 4, verse 12 and 13.
And that would have been in the dining room.
40, right?
That would have been
in. Say what now?
Genesis 40.
Yes. No, no, yeah. Genesis 40, verse 12 and 13.
What now?
I just said that would have been in the dining room with a lampstand.
With next to Colonel
Hey, Buster. Great for knowing Colonel the Buster. Word there, Robert. What's your question for us?
My question is going back to the days of Hogan's Heroes.
Here we go.
Which actor on the show was a Holocaust survivor?
Oh, wow.
Huh.
That's good trivia.
It is good trivia.
What are the actors you know?
Well, I mean, there's Bob Crane. I can't remember the one who played Colonel Klink or Sergeant Schultz. Those are the only three characters I can name, but I can only name Bob Crane as the.
You know, it seems like the act that I've heard that Schultz was a was Jewish, and for him to be a German, you know, that there was some real controversy. I'm going to say it was. He was too young. But anyway, I saw
how about
an article about
The guy who played
Dawson or Richard
Colonel?
Dawson?
Colonel Klink.
We don't know the answer.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Warner Klimmerer or something.
Yeah, we're
going to
go with
name.
Colonel Klink.
Yeah, but no, that wasn't him.
All right, okay. What's the answer?
Robert Clary, the LeBou.
LeBou. Okay, the French guy.
He was a real survivor of it of the
Holocaust.
Wow!
Yeah, from what I was reading, he would sing. He was I don't remember which camp he was in, but he would sing to help get himself through the troubles that he was going through.
Wow!
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow!
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert. Thank you
for
listening. God bless you. Hope you have a great summer. Thanks for listening to AFR there in Waco, where the Dr. Pepper was invented.
Oh, Waco, Texas.
And you got Texas Rangers. You have the Texas Ranger Museum there in Waco.
Okay.
And Baylor
Not the baseball
University.
Team, the actual,
the actual
law
Texas.
Enforcement. Okay.
That's right.
We're going to take a short time out right here.
We come back, we'll reset our questions.
And go back to the phones. See you back here in a couple minutes.
This June marks 2 years since the overturn of Roe v. Wade, but did you know that the number of abortions actually increased the following year? In 2023, the amount of abortions reached its highest level since 2012. Preborn continues to stand strong for women in crisis. Preborn is a ministry of compassion that showers women and babies with God's love, providing free ultrasounds to mothers to introduce them to the precious life growing inside of them. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 helps to rescue five babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation will also help to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. So please, give your best gift. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
That's what we're talking about.
That was Elvis Presley's number two hit right there. He got helped him get his start, and his voice changed.
You can say yabba dabba doo with your lips snarled, buddy. That'll take you right to the top of the charts.
That's right.
All right, Trivia Friday.
Dabba doo.
It is on American Family Radio. We call this Learning University. Let's repeat our questions, and then back to the phones. We'll go here.
Right back at it. All right. Here's Tim's favorite. One of my questions.
Mm-hmm. Get ready, people.
On the Andy Griffith Show, who was the bank guard who had only one moldy bullet? Second question, what company used the slogan, I'm talking about in commercials, it's everywhere you want to be? Mm-hmm. And then third question, a true false, Greenland is part of the continent of North America. Is that true or false? Greenland is part of the continent of North America. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, what kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict? What kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict? Second question, what movie holds the record for the most weeks at number one at the box office? I think it was 16 weeks in a row. Was it A, Titanic, B, E.T., or C, Jaws? And then I'll add one, which is by far the most famous painting in the Louvre? Which is by far the most viewed, the most famous painting in the Louvre? That's in Paris, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You've seen that. Have you been to the Louvre?
I have. I have been there.
I would love to see that, to see. I think David is there, carved out of the granite, and some
of
those.
Louvre? In the Louvre?
Louvre. I think David is there. I may be wrong.
I know there's.
They also have a hee-haw display from the American shows. Hee-haw.
Yeah.
Everybody's standing up in a cornfield made out of granite. Yeah, it took a lot of carbon.
That's right.
You know, I don't care what people say. I think you have a lot of culture, Ed.
You don't care what people say.
Boston boy talking about hee-haw. Is there anything, any irony?
My dad loved hee-haw.
I did.
My dad loved it.
No surprise there that I liked it, even though it was campy. I did know that a lot of this stuff was corny, you know, but I enjoyed
it. My dad liked it because he was a big country western fan, and there was a couple of the players there.
Owens.
Yeah, Buck Owens.
Oh, they feature a lot of those guys.
He had Buck Owens albums, I remember. Anyway.
That's all right, here we
here
go.
And over there.
My first question is, this was in the news this past week. Coca-Cola is the number one soft drink in America. Pepsi's always been number two. There is a drink, though, that has now overtaken Pepsi as the number two most popular drink among Americans. Soft drink, soda. I want to know the answer to that question. What is the answer? Number two, what is the main ingredient in both mortar and concrete? What is the main ingredient in both mortar and concrete? All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. How y'all doing?
Pretty good,
I'm
Brother
pretty
Haywood.
Good.
Yes,
we're
sir.
We're blessed, buddy.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I'm gonna do both.
Okay. All right, which one do you want to answer?
The culinary question.
Culinary question.
There you go.
Here we go. What kind of sauce, Haywood, is served on Eggs Benedict?
That would be Hollandaise.
Hollandaise sauce. I don't even know what that is, but I think a cook would know. Yeah. Is it white? Kind of white?
Well, ask Haywood. He knows.
Hey, Haywood, what is hollandaise sauce?
It's yellow with a firm texture.
Okay.
Is it like mustard-based or something? Or
It's got three or four different ingredients in it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called what now?
Hollandaise.
Yeah, I've had it before.
Haywood, do you like to cook? I mean, have you ever made hollandaise sauce?
I'm a great cook.
Do you like eggs Benedict, or you ever make them that way?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, then this question was right in your wheelhouse. Well, good answer,
yeah,
buddy.
If you want to impress your redneck friends,
yes, sir,
make them eggs Benedict.
All right, there's the hashtag for this program today. Well, listen, what's your question for us, Haywood?
Okay, this is kind of in lieu with D-Day yesterday. There were two great deceptions used by the Allied Army against the Germans before D-Day. It's a true or false question. One, a great general was set up as a deception. Number two, they used a dead body in a British officer's uniform with intelligence packets stuffed inside, and he was let go on the coast of Spain and drifted ashore. Now,
are you asking
both of these?
Go ahead.
Are they both true? Or are they both false?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves for a minute. Hey, but don't say anything.
I think they're both true. They're both true.
Yeah, one is true about the
George Patton was the general.
That they
kept in England, and the Nazis believed that he was going to lead the invasion.
That was going to be the easiest, most logical.
So they had spies that were.
Well, they figured that they had spies, and they actually had a fake army there with blow up tanks and all that kind of stuff.
Inflatable
but the
tanks
dead body that they released.
Yeah, I think that was to.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I'm kind of cloudy on it, but it was so that they would. The Nazis would think that.
How do you release a dead body?
Just put him in a rubber dinghy and, you know, get him out there where he'll drift to shore. Haywood, fill in the blanks. We're right on that, correct?
Yes, both are correct.
Tell about the cadaver. Fill in the blanks on that.
Okay. Several weeks prior to the invasion, they thought that Patton had been found out. They thought the German spies had uncovered it. So as a last-ditch effort, they used a cadaver, and they did take it near the shore of Spain in a dinghy, but they put the body in the water so it would wash up on shore. And the Germans, of course, found it, and they believed the fake information, and it actually worked.
How? Okay, I'm just asking, how do you keep the plans dry? The fake plan.
Plastic sealed, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting that, you know, you could. Of course, this is, you know, you got today we think about smart warfare, right? You got satellites, you got phones, you got all kind of technology back. This is still back in the spy era.
Yeah. Right.
Right. I
met a guy in Texas, and he had polio as a child, which was a big thing many, many years ago. And he was a little bit deformed, for lack of a better word. I mean, no, this is clumsy, and he walked with just a terrible gait. And when he was in the military, they made him one of those messengers. And he said because when people would kind of look, they'd kind of look away, not, you know, to not be rude and, you know, like, oh, it's polite. This guy's struggling just to walk. And he'd ride a bicycle through the town, do this, get these envelopes. And he said he could write a book. He said they took him out to a submarine, and the hatch opened, and he went, and he could only hand those, like, to the admiral, to the general. He couldn't give them to anybody. Oh, give them to me, and I'll make sure Colonel Sons. No, I have to personally hand these, because, like you say, there was none of that other stuff, so they took messengers, and he said his life was constantly in danger, but instead of having somebody tall, dark, and handsome that looked like Superman, you know, they had somebody that would sort of, you know, fit. You know, you wouldn't just be thinking, oh, here comes a smart.
Yeah, Clark Gable.
Here comes Clark Kent or, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Clark Gable is going to be the
spy. He's going to look like the spy.
Right.
All right. Haywood, thank you so much. Great question. Hope you have a great weekend. All right.
I was gonna, you know, there's a opening scene. One of my favorite movies is The Hunt for Red October.
Right.
Have you ever seen
it? Oh, yeah.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Anyway, part of the opening scene is he gets orders from, he's a Russian submariner.
Right.
Captain.
Captain.
But he gets his orders once he gets out to sea. That's when they unlock the whatever, wherever they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you didn't get your orders until you were.
So nobody could blab.
Yeah.
Hey, sweetie, we'll be back
in
2-3 months.
That's right.
We're going to go spy on the Americans with our new submarine.
Right. All right. If you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ, go ahead.
All right. We go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys, professors.
Hey. Hey, good morning, Brother Mike. Thanks for calling, man. From the Oklahoma Sooners won the national championship last night, the softball team.
The girls' softball. I watched some of that. I like watching girls' softball.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, they're a pretty serious team.
Well, they've won like 4 national championships in a row. It's getting boring for them, I think. But anyway, pretty amazing there. But all right, Mike, answer or both?
Okay, like to try both. And something was missing from your program, from your promo this morning.
What was
that? The cowbell. Didn't hear that. No mystery question today. Okay.
No, we did that.
Yes, sir. We covered it.
Mike, you're going to have to quit drinking so early. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention.
Mike, don't worry about that. He's just messing with you.
Okay. I think poor Ed hadn't had one answered yet. I'm going to try that slogan.
All right, here's the question. What company used the slogan, "It's everywhere you want to be"?
I believe that was a Visa card.
That is. Visa. It is Visa.
See, there you go, Mike.
I thought it was a question about humidity here in the summertime.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah, nicely done.
That's funny.
And thanks for making humidity. Mention of Poor Ed's Almanac.
Yes.
Or no, wait, that was just in my head.
All right, okay, Brother Mike, fire away.
Got a sports question for you. Okay. What sport has the most number of participants and also the largest number of spectators, live spectators?
Are you talking about?
As opposed to what? Live, just like?
As opposed to like TV.
I mean, okay. So in person.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were bordering on being a smart aleck.
Well, I follow in the shoes of the greatest of all time.
That would be rare for me.
Hey, would you mind repeating that? Because I want to make
sure. Is that in the U.S. or worldwide?
Yeah, because I'm.
It's in the U.S. It's it's the sporting event with the largest number of active participants, and also has the largest number of active live spectators.
Now we're talking among ourselves.
Yeah, don't
football,
say anything, Mike.
Knee-jerk, you just say football, but why would he ask something so obvious?
Yeah, the live.
Well, okay, participants. Okay, just real quick, trying to figure this out. Participants. Probably
a marathon,
huh?
How about like a marathon?
Well, they got the soccer now,
but it's the.
In America,
it's the largest number of participants in the sport itself, right?
Okay, that would be in the U.S.
Okay.
I'm talking about these kids. They got kids out playing soccer when they're 2.
But he said event. Mike, are you talking about one event, or are you talking about participants in a sport, like, nationwide?
Oh, it's an annual event.
So right. It's one event.
Annual. Yeah.
All right, hold on, Mike.
So, like the Boston Marathon?
Is I'm wondering if it's a marathon because there's a lot of participants.
Let's say okay, Boston I'm Marathon.
Super Bowl.
Say.
All right.
Oh, Super Bowl. Yeah, they got more people in the stands.
100,000.
Anyway. I'm changing. I'm going with Tim, Super Bowl.
I'm
going
to still stick with marathon. The number of spectators may be what kills me on that. But anyway, We've got answers on the table, Mike. What's the right answer?
Okay, to be specific, it's the New York City Marathon.
New York City Marathon. Okay.
What are the numbers on that?
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Over 51,000 registered participants. Okay.
Wow.
And like over 2 million spectators along the route, 26
wow.
mile route.
Now those 51,000, how many are varsity and how many are junior varsity?
it's a mix.
Yeah.
There's professionals,
the,
amateurs.
51,000. Yeah.
What's the survival rate, Mike?
26.2 miles.
In that event. 97% of participants live to tell about it. That's interesting.
Good trivia. Good
I didn't realize
trivia.
That there'd be that many
actually,
spectators. But
actually,
long...
the word participant should have, Super Bowl, I should have thought. I don't know. I was thinking about viewers.
Because he didn't say players, so that kind of got us off on them.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Next up, Ed.
All right. We go to Louisiana.
No, we don't. Do we?
We do.
Really? Wow.
We be there now.
Hot sauce.
Ken and Laura are joining us from Louisiana. Ken and Laura, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
We're so pleased to join you.
Hey, Ken, Pat Sajak stepping down. You got Vanna right there, the new Vanna right by your side there, so it could be Ken and Laura. Give me a vowel, turn the numbers.
Right.
At least don't rule it out, okay?
We'll consider it. You know, I've been in radio, and the announcer quality voice that I have, I could probably pull it off.
Okay. Well, you do have a good voice.
Yeah, that you've been smoking two Camel cigarettes for too long.
A lot of years. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, Ken and Laura?
Well, we're going to attempt to do both.
The cola question, and we have our own question.
Okay. Ken and Laura joining us from Louisiana, and they are about to answer my question. And here it is. This was in the news this week, actually.
I read this.
Yes. So Coca-Cola is the most popular soft drink in the U.S. Pepsi has always been number two. But now this particular drink has surpassed Pepsi. What is it?
Well, my lovely wife thinks it is.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Yeah, your lovely wife
was
right.
Surprised.
Dr. Pepper.
Yay.
Are you a Dr. Pepper fan?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper, too?
Well, you know, Dr. Pepper has all kind of, they got like 20 different offshoots, don't they? Or brand, or, you know, flavors and stuff, right?
Dr. Thunder, people like that, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Laura? Dr. Pepper.
Just regular
Dr. straight Pepper. Up?
Straight
oh,
up.
Diet.
Diet, Dr.
Both
Pepper?
Both, actually.
Okay. Well, anyway, now it's still, Pepsi's still, they're still neck and neck, but Dr. Pepper, for the first time in like 25 years, is the number two most popular soft drink.
Does either Coke or Pepsi own Dr. Pepper, or is it a standalone company?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I don't know the answer.
And you believe it's a Coca-Cola product.
Yeah, I think it's Coca-Cola.
It's a Coca-Cola product.
Oh, it is. Okay, Dr. Pepper is. Oh, yeah, because I think, I want to say Pepsi created Mr. Pibb. To try to compete with the...
That was a big success.
Dr. Pepper.
I was in a restaurant the other day, and they actually had Mr. Pibb on the menu, and I got one.
Really?
Did you like those?
So Mr. Pibb's still out there.
Slidell.
Yeah, we're from Slidell.
Okay.
Slidell.
You guys know where Slidell is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Been there. I spoke at the First Baptist Church there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you mentioned that last time we called.
Yeah, I spoke there.
North Shore, Lake
good Pine people.
Yeah, they split up really a couple weeks after I left. Sad.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right.
What's your question for us?
The professors, and we're going to do this in our Rutherford characters.
Oh, yes.
My dear, how many cows were there in Pharaoh's dream that was interpreted
by Joseph?
Oh, dear, how many?
I don't know, my darling.
The bovines were quite prevalent that day.
Oh, yes, but we need the number of the cows in Pharaoh's dream.
Number
guys, I think we're going to say 14. Yeah, didn't you have seven fat cows,
yeah,
and seven skinny cows, and the cows came up, the skinny cows ate the fat cows because of the amount of famine.
And it was horrifying. There was just
right.
Hooves,
I'd say instead of a
everywhere.
Dream, that was more of a nightmare. Pharaoh's, would you interpret Pharaoh's nightmare? So I want to say 14, but I may
no, I
be
think
off
I think
there.
You're right. I was thinking seven, but you're right. It was seven fat and seven skinny.
Yep.
So
how are we doing there?
You did great. There were seven good, fat, healthy cows and seven
gaunt and skinny cows.
Not so healthy.
So you're right. Doing a Louisiana / British accent.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Having a hard time locating that on the
yeah, that's the theater. That's the Louisiana theater that we're getting right there. That's good.
Shakespeare with the E-A-U-X.
Hey, God bless you both. Thanks for listening to AFR.
That's good.
Oh, that was good, Tim.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. That was Laura and, I mean...
Ken and Laura.
Ken and Laura. So to book them...
Yes.
At your event.
Right. Or maybe if you can harken back to those Christmas presents, you girls that got Ken and Laura dolls and played with those.
Ken and Laura dolls.
Hey, let me ask you guys a real quick question.
Okay.
Do you Coca-Cola is number one. Like 20% of Americans drink Coke.
Right.
Right. Of all the soft drinks. And then Pepsi and Dr. Pepper are at about 8.5%.
Okay.
You know what would be next?
The Mountain Dew?
No, don't say. It's going to be Sprite.
Sprite.
Is it Sprite?
Mm-hmm. So it's in this order. Coca-Cola, straight up, then Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, then Sprite, then Diet Coke, then Mountain Dew.
Hmm.
After that, it really falls off.
Iceland, they don't do a whole lot of things that you would think, but they drink more Cokes in Iceland, Coca-Cola, than any other nation per person.
Oh, per person, really?
Yeah.
You know, still made it in the top 10, Fanta.
They're
Fanta
still around.
Orange?
Yeah.
Aren't
they the orange drink?
Yeah,
I think so.
Well, they do have other flavors, but they were well known for Fanta orange.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Fanta's number 9, and coming in at number 10.
All right.
Coming in at number 10 of the most popular soft drinks in the United States of America.
RC.
Good guess, JJ, but it's Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Mm. I loved Canada Dry Ginger Ale growing up.
I didn't know anybody else made ginger ale besides Canada Dry until 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because there's some Michigan brand that's very popular up there.
What do they make ginger ale out of? I mean, is it ginger?
I think horse hooves.
Horse?
I think we covered that. Horse, no, that's gelatin.
There was something where you live, where you grew up, some kind of something.
No, not me, but here I am kind of thinking, here's the deal.
What kind of tree? How kind of tree, though, JJ? That they made drinks out of.
You're thinking sassafras.
Sassafras
tea and sassafras.
Yeah.
That's not ginger.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If double cola ain't on that list, I really don't want to hear no more. Because you sit out there and eat some hoop cheese at the country store and maybe a gnaw on a moon pie. You got some double cola, that'll take you back, my friend, back to the 50s and 60s.
Double cola.
Double cola.
You
please
know,
tell me you've heard of double
I've
cola.
Never heard of it. I don't know
this country boy sitting across from me. Double
I don't
cola?
Know, JJ. I don't think I've heard of it. I've heard of putting vanilla ice cream on top of Coca-Cola.
No, when one of our next listeners calls in, if they're a grandparent or remember their great-grandparents, if they're from the South, they're going to tell you they remember double
okay,
cola.
Okay, a Coke float, though. You know what a Coke float is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Love Coke floats. I just want to know.
There was a great movie, Coke Floats. That was awesome. It was a chick flick, but it was a good movie.
You're talking about the hoop
cheese? I had something I wanted to say, guys.
Sorry, go ahead.
So no, forget it now.
No, we're apologize. We're sorry.
I'm gonna go.
You go ahead.
Get
we're
some Botox.
No, you share your heart.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to know who gnaws on a moon pie.
That was the wrong word for that. My codger got a little lost in translation there. Gnaws on a moon pie.
That sounds like a
mouse.
Turkey leg. Or
yes, a Viking with a turkey leg or a mouse in the middle of the night trying to ruin your best package or something.
Hey, we should probably reset our questions before the break.
Yeah, I think what we'll do here, because we're short of time, we'll reset our questions. take our break, and then come back and get to the calls, and we won't repeat our questions in 5 minutes. How about
right? Because we have Lila from Michigan on
been
the line.
Holding. Bless
Lila,
her heart.
You're up next. She's been waiting a long time. Don't give up, Lila. All right, here are my. I'll have to add a question on the Andy Griffith Show. You know what? Yeah, I'll add one on the Andy Griffith Show. Who was the bank guard who only had one moldy bullet? Second question, Greenland is part of the continent of North America, true or false? And third, the word hyper is short for what word? That's what I've got.
What movie holds the record for the most weeks at number one in the box office, Titanic, E.T., or Jaws? What is Harlan? No, wait, let's see. Which is by far the most painting in the Louvre? It's seen more than any other. Okay. Then I'll add one. What is Harlan David Sanders world famous for? Harlan David Sanders.
All right, my two questions are, what is the main ingredient in both mortar and concrete? And secondly, what is the deadliest animal to humans? What is the deadliest animal to humans? We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll go right to the phones.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.